USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Los Angeles mother is in custody after her three young children were found stabbed to death in a San Fernando Valley apartment. Liliana Carrillo was arrested about 200 miles away after a chase with police where she allegedly carjacked a pickup truck. The children were found Saturday morning by their grandmother. They were ages 3, 2, and 6 months. Buckingham Palace announced Saturday that the funeral for Britain's Prince Philip will be held on April 17th. The Duke of Edinburgh passed away on Friday at the age of 99 and will receive a ceremonial royal funeral that will be limited to 30 guests due to COVID restrictions. And Ramsey Clark, Attorney General under President Lyndon Johnson, has died. Clark served as AG from 1967 to 68 and was just 39 years old when he was appointed, making him the second youngest to ever hold the position. Clark was 93. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Supreme Court has ruled that California cannot enforce its COVID-19 rules that limits only three households to gather for worship in a residence. Wendy King reports.
The 5-4 ruling overturns the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit, which denied motion to prohibit enforcement of restrictions on such gatherings. They called the lower court's decision erroneous. Pastors Jeremy Wong and Karen Bush had argued the restrictions violated their right to free exercise of religion, and business owners had argued that California Governor Gavin Newsom's restrictions violated their First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and assembly. In February, the Supreme Court also ordered California to allow indoor church services in Tier 1 counties, which are those having more than 7 daily new cases of the virus per 100,000 people. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russian officials warned earlier this week that they could offer aid to rebels in the eastern part of Ukraine if that country's troops attempt an assault on separatists. Russia has also been increasing their military presence on the border with Ukraine, something that both the U.S. and Germany have expressed concern about. Steve Hall is the former CIA chief of Russian operations, and he tells CBS News that the U.S. and its Western allies may be in a tough spot in dealing with Vladimir Putin's latest moves in the region.
The Biden administration, in turn, and I would argue this is true for, the Western alliances, NATO included, are sort of in a difficult position because they have some choices to make. Do they let Russia essentially declare sort of a sphere of influence in places like Ukraine, historically very important to Russia, and sort of look the other way with regard to annexing, Crimea, which was part of Ukraine? Do they look the other way about all that other bad behavior that we talked about earlier, whether it's, again, annexing other countries or killing opposition figures both inside of Russia and outside? Do we basically say, yeah, okay, we'll look the other way and let you guys kind of set up your own sphere of influence? Or do we take a hard line, the West, and say, look, your behavior has been entirely unacceptable. The only way to stop you from additional bad behavior is to come down hard on you. Of course, that risks conflict, armed conflict potentially with Russia.
And Hideki Matsuyama has taken a dominant lead after the third round of the Masters. Matsuyama shot a 7-under-65 on Saturday to move to 11-under for the tournament. Four golfers are tied behind him for second at 7-under. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.